Here's a few things you'll hear on today's episode.
These platforms, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, they know you better than you think. Your videos aren't gonna be like that. Yours will probably just be to the point, give the information, and they're gonna love that because you're taking out all the fluff. You have to take the hook seriously. Now we got those first 5 seconds taken care of. Now we gotta keep their attention, okay? And what that does is now they're on another video. And then once you know how to do that, you just put the business behind it by, you know, the lead generation, the lead magnets, the DDPs, click here, subscribe here, all that's business stuff.
Welcome to the Power Unit Success Cast, the show where we push the limits to unlock our greatness. Each week, we dive into the world of real estate, business, and entrepreneurship to bring you stimulating talks, insights from movers and shakers, and the mindset to do more so we can become more. Let's get into this week's episode.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Power Unit Success Cast. I am your host, Chasten J. Miles. And look, I've been on a little hiatus, so... I know some of you are probably surprised, like, where did this episode come from? But look, a brother was going through some stuff. I just had to take a little break, but I'm back and I'm super excited to be back. Got my mind right, got my energy up, feeling more motivated than ever. And yeah, so I thought on this episode, I could present you with just Instagram, right? How to grow on Instagram, TikTok, how to use social media. As many of you know, because I know a lot of y'all have found me through YouTube or Instagram, possibly even TikTok, and now you're sitting here listening to this podcast. But many of us use social media for our businesses. So what I thought I would do is bring to you a training that I did that was very beneficial. And I was talking all things Instagram video, telling you how to attract clients, how to structure your videos, things like that. So that's what you're going to get in this episode. I hope you enjoy.
I've had a lot of views over the years. I know how to create viral content. I've monetized on all platforms. I've made six figures plus year after year from video, from social media. This is in addition to my real estate commissions. This is in addition to my investment properties and flips. Like, this is mailbox money, I guess you can even think of it as. Because there's such huge opportunity when it comes to video. So Nicole mentioned about how many views I've gotten. Think about this. Think about the largest stadium in your city. Think about the largest arena in your city. For most people, it's a football stadium, a basketball arena. Heck, wherever Beyonce performs in your city is probably the biggest space in your city. Most of them don't hold even over 100,000 people. Okay, so picture yourself in the middle of an arena, all these people are there watching you. Now picture that being 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4, 5, 10 million in my case. Okay. And when you frame that in the mind of marketing your business and building your business, how many of you would like 10 million people to know about you? How many of you would like 10 million people to know about your business? What would that do for you? Okay, that's how you have to think of content creation these days. So one thing that I absolutely can't stand is when somebody tells me I don't have time to create content. Okay, but I get it though. I get it. Everybody's pressed for time. But guess what? If you knew that by creating content, you could have 1 million people now knowing about your business, knowing your name, knowing who you are. With that, would you make time for it? Right? Would it then become a priority? Think about it like that. Okay. Content these days, it's not an option anymore. It's not a chore, right? It's a way of doing business. When I first got into the business back in 2013, I didn't know anything about content. I didn't know anything about real estate. I had just moved from Georgia to Texas and to Dallas, Texas. And I didn't know even the streets here, right? And it was my bright idea to get my real estate license. And it wasn't until I went completely broke to where I'm sitting in an open house, my electricity off at home, barely any gas in my car, where I'm on the ground, bawling my eyes out, trying to figure out what is the problem. What's the problem? I'm making these cold calls. Nobody's giving me a shot. I'm meeting with people. Nobody's serious, right? What is the problem? How can I turn this around? Because I was only one person and I didn't have any money to buy leads. I didn't have any money to get an assistant. And so I had to figure out what was my next best thing. Well, the common denominator that I came to was that nobody knew me. I didn't know anybody, but nobody knew me. So I could sit there and go to Starbucks and put that realtor sticker on the back of my laptop that say, I'm a realtor, talk to me. You know, maybe two, three people may talk to me. Or I can make cold calls, call for sale by owners and expires. They're going to get off the phone and not even remember me. I can put a post on Facebook, right? But that's going to be gone by the next day. How can I put myself out there? How can I get seen? How can I get noticed? The only thing that I can think of was video. The only thing that I can think of was video. Now, before you start thinking stuff about me, I was not a video expert. I was not comfortable on the camera. I couldn't even articulate words the way that I do now, right? It was a hot mess. And as a matter of fact, I didn't think anybody would even watch my videos, right? So there wasn't that pressure of, oh my gosh, people are going to judge me. Who knows me? Who knows me? Nobody. Okay, but I want to get them to know me. And that's what started my video journey. Now, what did I start talking about? Well, I was a newer agent, so I wasn't an expert in this field. I didn't know real estate. I didn't even feel comfortable enough giving people advice. So what did I start talking about? I just started talking about what I was experiencing. I literally, one of my first videos that went viral was me complaining that a for sale by owner that I had called was trying to haggle me on commission. And I was mad. I was literally mad. And I made a video and I was talking about how y'all don't know how much money we got to pay for things and this, that, and the other. I was in my car. The camera was probably like this. You saw more chin than anything. Okay. And it looked bad. I think even today, that video may have over 500,000 views, right? But why is that? Why is that? Today, I've made around 500 videos to this point, okay? And I seem to think that I've figured out how to make a video go viral. I've figured out how to generate leads through videos. I've figured out how to brand yourself through videos. And I've been doing this a while. I've figured out a few things. That's the stuff that I'm going to give you today. Like I said, this is not a formal presentation, so I'm just going to be talking off the top of my head. But, you know, if y'all have questions, drop them in the chat box, drop them here. So with videos, the major advantage that everyone has these days is that videos are so much shorter than when I started. Okay? Videos are so much shorter than when I started. When I started, it was, you need to make an 8, 10, 12 minute video. Nowadays, a minute or less will do just the same effect. I sat there, poured my heart and soul into, you know, 10, 12, 14 minute videos. And then here I have a 30 second video that's doing 5 million by itself views, right? It's crazy. It's crazy. So with that being the case, here's the catch. Now, Every second of your video counts. So every second of your video counts, especially when we're talking about short form videos. By short form, I mean TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels. Every second of your video matters. Okay, so what does that translate to? Well, I'm gonna tell you about these platforms. When it comes to short videos, they are measuring the watch time of your video, okay? And the shorter the video is, the stricter the measurement is. So as an example, let's just say I upload a TikTok video that's 1 minute long. That's 1 minute long. It's only 60 seconds long. But someone only watches 20 seconds of it, right? They just weren't interested in continuing. They only watched 20 seconds of it. Heck, they only watched 10 seconds of it. If my video is a minute long, but people who are landing on my video are only watching this much, what do you think that's telling the platform? That's telling the platform that my video is not all that interesting. And thus, when the platform makes that decision, guess what they now start doing? They stop pushing it to more people. Why would they continue to push it to people if people aren't interested in it? Now, on the flip side, if I have that 60-second video and people are watching all 60 seconds of it, man, guess what? They want to show it to more and more and more people. Why do they want to do that? Because it's every platform's goal right now to keep you on that platform. Okay. They want to keep you watching as many videos as possible. Has anyone ever did a TikTok binge where you started out with just maybe a couple of videos? Next thing you know, it's an hour, 2 hours past. They've succeeded. That's exactly what they wanted to happen. Because they know the longer you're on their platform, the less time you're on Facebook, the less time you're on YouTube. And it's making their platform better. How do they do this? How do they keep you on that platform for hours, right? Well, that's something known as an algorithm, all right? And I'm not going to get in too deep about the algorithms, but I will say these platforms, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, they know you better than you think. Okay. They know you better than you think. Have you noticed that when you first get a profile on a platform, you know, it's showing you random videos, right? It's seeing and noticing, what do you save? What do you put a heart on? What do you share to somebody else? And based on what actions you take on that platform, they try to find similar videos that would make you do the same thing, right? So, for instance, on TikTok, they're not going to show you dancing videos if you don't like those, if you're not engaging in those, if you're only watching 10 seconds of those videos versus the minute. But believe me, there's people out there watching the minute. And that's who they're showing them to, right? When it comes to when you get on YouTube, right? There's that main YouTube page. 9 times out of 10 on that main page, you're going to see something that you want to watch. But what I see on mine is not going to be the same that you see on yours, that she sees on hers, or anybody else sees, because it's curated for you. So with TikTok having this knowledge of, okay, We got some good information on you now. Now they can handpick each video to show you. And then you sitting there like, dang, I've been here 2 hours now. Why? Because they know you. They know what you engage in. They know what you like. And with that type of formula, they can keep you on that platform. So now your job is not about who's going to watch my video, who's going to, you know, want to see this. No, now your job becomes being that creator. The platform will find that audience for you, but you have to be that creator. That takes a lot of pressure off. Back in the day, on YouTube, we had to put in tags and descriptions and titles and all this stuff to try to tell YouTube who to show it to. But over time, they became more competitive with each other and more sophisticated. Now they'll go find the audiences. You just have to create the content. Okay, so how do we create content? Well, the first question you have to ask yourself is, who do I want my content to be for? Okay, we call this your customer avatar. So if you're a real estate agent, your customer avatar is not buyers and sellers. Because guess what? I'm going to be the first one to tell you, every buyer is not going to work with you and every seller is not going to work with you. So your customer avatar doesn't need to be that wide net. Think about maybe the last few clients that you've had, or all the clients that you've had this year, last year, whatever the case is. What similarities did they have? Were they mostly first-time buyers? Were they mostly investors? Were they mostly men? Were they mostly women? You know, think about what those similarities were. Now, of course, everybody's different, but let me ask you this. Think about, were most of them comedians, right? Did y'all have fun a lot, or were most of them very serious? Were most of them pretty analytical, or were most of them very emotional? When you start thinking about all of these characteristics of your clientele, now it's like, okay, there's more people out there that are just like these people. And these people tend to have a good experience when they work with me. So I want to create more content for these people. So for instance, if most of your clients are doctors and lawyers and they're all serious, y'all heard Nicole say earlier, I mix in funny and this and that, your videos aren't going to be like that. Yours will probably just be to the point, give the information, and they're going to love that because you're taking out all the fluff, right? And so first thing, identifying who you are going to be creating your content for. The next thing is, what is the result that you're trying to achieve? So what is the big goal of why you want to create content? And really think about that, because I consult with a lot of people on this, and the goal of, oh, I want to generate a lead, that's not the goal. You can do a lot of things to generate a lead. Why content? Are you looking to shorten that trust time, right? Let me explain what that means. You know, I can go into an appointment, especially with someone who's consumed a lot of my content, and they already know that they want to hire me, right? I don't have to build that rapport because they feel like they already know me, right? People will come up to me in random places trying to have a conversation with me and hang out with me. And I'm sitting there like, I don't know you, but they feel like they know me, right? So that trust time is even shortened. Could that be the goal that you're looking for? Could it be credibility? So a couple of things content has done for me, it's gotten me on lots of podcasts. It's gotten me on lots of stages around the world, magazines, newspapers, TV. I've written books from it, brand deals, sponsorships. Okay. Credibility. Do you just want more credibility? If that's the goal of your content, your approach is going to be a little bit different. So really think about, what is the big goal of this? I can tell you, you're going to generate leads. If you're consistent with this, you're going to make money. Like that's a byproduct. But what are you really trying to do when it comes to your content? What are you really trying to do? The formula is all the same, but depending on what you're trying to do, the approach is going to be a lot different. All right. So let's get into that formula. Like let's get into, how do you even create a viral video? All right. First thing, in order to even create a viral video or make people want to watch, remember, we got to keep them watching for as long as possible. It has to start with a hook, okay? It's called a hook. A hook is going to be your first 3 to 5 seconds of your video. And it's exactly what it sounds like. You are hooking and capturing someone's attention, okay? We have this system, it's called the CBA system, stands for Content Boss Accelerator, but really the CBA stands for capture, bond, and acquire. So you're starting out with capturing their attention. You're capturing their attention and you do this through the hook. The hook is probably the most important part of your video. Think about you scrolling on TikTok or you scrolling on Instagram Reels. If something doesn't catch your attention, what do? You keep scrolling, right? You keep scrolling. Same thing with everybody else. So think about how much time do you give a video before you scroll to the next? All right. We have found that it's literally 3 to 5 seconds on average is how long someone will stay on a video. So how are you going to hook them? I'll tell you how not to hook them. Hi, my name is Chasen J. Miles and I'm a real estate agent. No, I don't care. I'm not looking to hear from a real estate agent. But if I say something like, you want to know how to buy a house with zero down? Think about how many people that would stop in their tracks. Or I know a secret to buying expensive houses that nobody's talking about. Think about how many people that would stop. Okay. So the hook, you have to take the hook seriously. Okay. So now we got those first 5 seconds taken care of. Now we got to keep their attention. Okay. So what comes next? Well, what I like to do at this part is either call out something that people typically know, but contradict it, right? So I'll say, you may think that you need a lot of money to buy a house, right? Instead of, you know, going along with whatever they think, I'm making it sound like I'm going to tell you something that is the opposite of what you know, what you believe, what you think. So psychologically, think about what that's doing. Okay, you've hooked them and gotten their attention. Now you're pretty much telling them everything that they've heard is a lie. So it's like, okay, what is this person about to tell me? But look, I still got them. I still got them watching. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do an introduction. So I'm going to tell them why I am credible to give them this information. I have them hanging on with what they thought they know. So now I can tell a little bit about me while they're just like, oh my gosh, please get to it, right? So I'm gonna say, my name is Chasen J. Miles. I've been in the real estate industry for over 10 years and I've helped X amount of people buy and sell a home. So I know a thing or two about this. And you're going to be surprised. This is the next part. I'm going to tease something. You're going to be surprised what number three is, or you're going to be surprised how much you actually need. Okay. I'm telling them something to expect and look forward to, but not telling them when it's going to be. Not telling them like you can't scroll because you might miss it. You know, I'm dangling that carrot out there. I'm going to give you this massive explosion of a tip for tip number three, but you got to hear number one and two first. So think about what I just did there. I hooked them. Now I've contradicted what they thought that they knew. Then I've introduced myself. By this point, I'm probably around 30 seconds in, and I haven't even gotten to the meat of it yet. So from here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to ask a question. Now, this question needs to be relatable to your audience. So in my example, I may say, Are you thinking about buying a house in the next 12 months? Or is it your goal to buy a house, but you thought that you could never do it? You know, just a random question. We're still just taking up time right now, but we've entered into the bond stage. So remember, see, we've captured their attention. Now we are bonding. Think about what bonding looks like. It's that relatability, you know? Oh, you're just like me. And oh, I could get along with you. Here's a quick thing to always consider when you are creating social media content and you want to bond with people. The best way to do that is by making them feel like you know them better than they know themselves, or making them feel like you know exactly what they're going through. You know exactly what they want. And the more you can do that, the more you will bond with them. Think about it. If somebody's watching your video and you're calling out stuff like, you want a new home? Yeah, I do. But you don't want one in a bad neighborhood? You sure right. And you don't want to spend a lot of money? Dang, you got me, right? So I'm calling out stuff like that because I am bonding. You know, we can't have a two-way conversation, but if they can feel like, man, he knows the crap out of me. He knows me. He knows what I want. Then they're going to continue to keep watching. At that point, I'm going to deliver the information. So I'm going to deliver my valuable information. Now, things have changed a little bit. You might have noticed in older videos, people would say, okay, I'm going to give you five tips for this, this, this. Tip number one, you want to start saving your money. And then they talk. Okay, tip number two, you want to do this. And then they talk. Well, we still do a similar way of presenting the information, except you don't tell what the tip is until after you've explained it. Okay, you don't tell what the tip is until after you've explained it. Here's what that does. Think about this. If you're giving five ways to buy a car, okay? And you say the first way is going to a dealership. The second way is looking on Auto Trader. The third way is this, right? When you get to the fifth way, let's say the fifth way is going on Craigslist. Someone is in the position now to where they could be like, oh, I know about Craigslist. And what do? They're going to leave your video. They're going to get off. Now, they didn't left at that 40-second mark, and you still got time left. You're kind of teetering on, okay, 50, 60% watched, and that's not what you want. So instead, we flip it. So I may say something like, you know, there's tons of websites out there that you can find cars on, but this one in particular is the best one that I found. Why do I like it? I like it because it gives me this. Think about what I'm doing. Now I have that viewer like, oh my gosh, Jason, what's the website? You're talking this website up. What's the website? And then I say, and it's autotrader.com. It's like, oh, I knew about Auto Trader, but I had them listening to my whole spiel about it. Okay. So that's how you're going to deliver the information. Okay. So you're just going to flip it. Deliver the content, then tell what it is. The last part of your video is going to be the call to action. So the call to action. You always want to have a call to action in your video. What is a call to action? That's essentially the next step someone should take. Okay. And this call to action is going to change depending on what outcome or what result you're looking for from that video. So as an example, if you were trying to do a lead generating video, a call to action may sound like click the link in my bio and fill out my form, and I'm going to send you information on how we can work together. You know, that's something that's a lead generating. You're telling them to go fill something out, and you're going to give them some information. Another one is to try to get this person to subscribe or like or share or, you know, something that's going to help you with the algorithm. All right. So this is like hit the heart, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, this, that, and the other. So that's a call to action you can do. Another one. Okay. And this is the one, if you're just getting started, this is the one that you want to use the most. That's going to be your retention call to action. So what that is you want this person to start binging your videos. Has anyone ever done that? You watch one video by somebody and then you want to look at their profile and go watch more. And next thing you know, you can watch 10 of their videos and you're cracking up laughing, right? That happens on the business side too. And so what a retention call to action sounds like, let's say in that video that I'm talking about buying a car, right? I gave them 5 ways to buy a car. So I may say something from my call to action like, so yeah, I just gave you 5 ways to buy a car, but if you want to know the best financing for cars, go watch my video on that. It's like, damn, yes, I want to know the best financing. You know, like, of course I do. It's a natural next step. Okay. And what that does is now they're on another video. They're on that financing video. And guess what? You do the same thing. You hook them. You do that CBA method. Then you bridge them to another video. Now, after they've watched 5-7 videos, now they feel comfortable hitting that follow button. And you can feel comfortable making an offer to them. Hey, if you found my videos valuable, consider subscribing. Or if you want to, we call this a lead magnet or a DDP, which stands for digestible downloadable product, right? This is going to be your ebooks, your checklists, your valuable information, which is going to be the best way to get someone's information. Don't just say, go to my website, fill out the form and expect people to do it. Or don't just say, call me and expect people to do it. No, there has to be some type of exchange of value. So if you say, with our example, if you want my list of the best banks to get car financing for, along with what credit scores you need, click the link, give me your name and email address, and I'll send it to you. Right? Now there's been that exchange of that exchange of value. I got what I wanted because now with their name, email address, and maybe even their phone number, I can market to them. I can follow up with them. I can do all of that. And they got that list and they felt comfortable enough giving me that information because we've bonded. That makes the A in CBA, acquire. Now you've acquired them as a lead. Okay. So we got the CBA method, capture, bond, and acquire. Now, I know I just gave y'all a bunch of information. We're about, 35 minutes in. I do have a full-on course over all of this. If it's something that you are interested in, I will drop a link down in the chat box. But I want to open it up for questions. I gave y'all literally the viral formula. I don't have enough time tonight to give, you know, topics and when to post and what to post, but I do have all of that in the Content Boss Accelerator course if it's something that you do want to explore. But I've given you enough tonight to start making content. Okay. I've given you enough to put yourself out there and do it in a way where you have the strong possibility to go viral, to get your stuff seen, right? We're not talking about a video showing a property. Here's the thing about that, and I'm just going to be bold and say this. There are so many places people can find property videos. There are so many places people can find property photos, okay? You don't necessarily need more of them. You have a unique opportunity to put out unique content that nobody else is doing because everybody's afraid to do that type of content. And it's fine, you know, not everybody's meant to do it, but the ones that do, you get way better results because now you're not competing in that red ocean of everybody else. Do y'all know the blue ocean versus red ocean? Red ocean is where everybody else is competing, right? Everybody's doing the same things over there. Everybody's putting up the property photos. Everybody's putting up the reels with just showing a home. Everybody's doing that. So when everybody's doing it, it's like, take your pick of the litter. But when you're operating out of that blue ocean, no, you're unique. You get attention. People aren't used to seeing that. So guess what? When they're tired of seeing all the same stuff, people get to focus on you, right? That's what allows me to be unique with my content. I don't want to be like anybody else. I do not want to be like anybody else because at that point, I'm competing with that person. And I don't want people to see my stuff and be like, oh, he just trying to be like this person or that person. No, you can't compare me to anybody, right? And since you can't compare me to anybody, you can say that I have my own monopoly, right? I know the people who consume my content. We think the same, right? Like I have an event every single year called the Do the Most Conference. I've been to a lot of other people's conferences and everybody's so random. Nobody's really talking to each other. The room is quiet. The energy's low. But at my events, right? Everybody knows how I think. Everybody knows how I talk. And a lot of the people who are there, we're on that same wavelength. So there's an energy in the room. People feel comfortable going up to other people. People are welcoming. Why? Because that's how I am. That's how your content needs to be. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing. Do not. Right? There's enough of that out there. Just be you. That's what's grown my following. It wasn't about all the mechanics. It wasn't about the fancy camera and microphones, none of that. I even still today record on my iPhone. Well, I got an iPhone and a Samsung. I record on both of them, right? I don't have one of those super expensive cameras because it's not about all of that, right? It's literally about who are you as a person? Who are you? What value can you offer people? Can you capture people's attention? Right? And then once you know how to do that, you just put the business behind it by, you know, the lead generation, the lead magnets, the DDPs, click here, subscribe here, all that's business stuff. But it's not necessary for people to start following you. But that's where you start being more smart about it and actually using it to build your business.
Thank you for listening to the Power Unit Success Cast. If you're excited about what you just experienced, make sure to subscribe. Also, leave us a rating if something you heard resonated with you. And feel free to share your thoughts about this episode on Instagram. See you next week.